Chazal say that the schus of chesed can help us even after schus of our avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, can't help us anymore. This is learned from a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Ki aharim yamushu, the mountains will, I guess, fade. V'hagvoyes timutena, and the hills will be run down. V'chazdei me'itech lo'yamush, but my kindness from you will never leave, never cease. Amar merach mech Hashem, Hashem, you're the merciful one, the one who has mercy on you, says. So the Chazal say that Haharim, the mountains, refer to the Avis, that even when that will leave, V'hagvois, the hills, refer to the Imahis, even when that will cease, still the Chesed of Hashem is forever. So the Chafetz Chaim explains that Avraham Avinu, with his tremendous Chesed to all people in the world, and the Avos who followed in his path, Yitzchak and Yaakov, brought Hashem's kindness down on this world, on all of his creations. Until the Avos, the Shekhinah resided in the seventh heaven, and Avraham brought the Shekhinah down one level to the sixth, and Yitzchak brought the Shekhinah down one level to the fifth, and Yaakov to the fourth, and so on and so forth, until Matan Torah, the Shekhinah came down to this world. And each one of them caused Hashem to connect with the world in a greater and a greater level, bringing greater kindness to all creations. However, all actions and deeds of humans are limited, and they have a gevul. And therefore the pasuk advises us that when we see that their schus isn't helping us anymore, we should adopt the practice of kindness ourselves. And this way, once again, bring Hashem's presence down to this world in kindness. And that's what the pasuk means. That even though the accomplishment of the Avos and Imahos, which was to bring Hashem's kindness down to this world so that Hashem interacts with us with kindness, it may fade. Hashem's kindness never fades, meaning we can keep it here. We can continue and hold on to what the Avos and Imahos began, through emulating their ways, Hashem's ways of kindness, and thereby bringing the Shekhinah down to this world. Chafetz Chaim continues in a footnote that in these days, meaning the day time he was living through, First World War, and all the years in between which led to the Second World War and the rise of communism, he writes there's a great Midas HaDin. And the only way to protect ourselves from this Midas HaDin is to connect ourselves to Chesed as much as possible. The pasuk that is said every day when we put on tefillin is ve'erastich li la'olam, I'll betroth you to me forever, ve'erastich li b'tzedek uve'mishpat uve'chesed uve'rachamim, and I will betroth you to me through righteousness, justice, kindness, and mercy. So this means that Hashem says that if Klal Yisrael, who they themselves are in such great need of kindness, yet they practice kindness between themselves, then I, Hashem, who am full of mercy and kindness, shall certainly act with them with kindness and mercy. That's what Chazal say. Chazal say in Eliyahu Rabbah that when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, suffering through all those centuries of oppression, they made a pact between themselves, a bris. They made a covenant that they will do gemilas chesed with one another. They're going to practice kindness. They also made a pact that they won't break they'll continue the bris of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in their hearts, meaning they will serve Hashem alone, and they will continue to speak Lashon HaKodesh and not adopt the Egyptian tongue. So what does this mean? They made a pact, a covenant to do chesed. They saw that Paray was getting crueler and meaner, and nothing seemed to help. They were at his mercy and being made to suffer. So therefore they came together and made a pact to do kindness so that Hashem's midah of kindness would be strengthened and be brought down to this world and would be spread throughout Klal Yisrael, hoping that this would be a zechus for the Geula. And in truth it was. It was the reason they merited to be redeemed. As Chazal say on the pasuk, Nachisa b'chazdecha am zuga alta, you led with kindness the nation you redeemed. The chisa b'chazdecha, this refers to gemilas chesed. The dear gemilas chesed led them out. And then the end of the pasuk is, nahalta b'uzcha, Tachecha, that this refers to the Torah. They had Torah as well in Mitzrayim, as the Medrash relates that they had a yeshiva, where they taught the lessons handed over from the Avos and the mitzvahs that they were commanded, and the combination of the two were the schus, the merit that they had to leave Mitzrayim.